Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about micro exercises. I've been thinking a lot about using minutes well. Broadly, it boils down to not just defaulting to scrolling. And I find that some of my most common while you wait moments happen in my kitchen. For example, the minutes waiting for a small pot of coffee to perk. I only have a 5-cup coffee maker, so really it is just a matter of minutes. The time waiting for tea water to boil. It's winter and my office is freezing, so I drink a lot of hot beverages during the day. And things like waiting for toast to pop or soup to heat up. And though sometimes I take these minutes to wash a few dishes or engage in the ongoing, seemingly impossible battle of clearing the kitchen counter, something I saw in my Instagram feed, stay with me, inspired me to think about while you wait exercises that tick the following boxes, given that I'm talking about a matter of minutes, for example, while waiting for tea to boil or for toast to toast. So my mind was oriented towards exercises that were efficient, so bilateral versus unilateral. Standing, since my while you wait time happens a lot in the kitchen, I didn't want to do anything on the ground like a plank. I wanted the exercises to be stable. So I like that the three exercises I'm going to share with you involve both feet on the ground. I do like balance postures a lot, but I save those for when I'm on a grippy yoga mat. When I'm in the kitchen, I'm always in my socks. And then I like the idea of these exercises because whenever I'm doing anything physical like this, it always focuses my mind towards breathing, which is a very good thing. I also wanted to share a few related episodes that you might enjoy after listening to this one. One is Finding Your Fringe Hours with Jessica Turner. She is all about finding those little pockets of time during the day, not to do more, but to do things you care about. A recent mini edit on how to fit reading into your day, because this addresses the do something instead of scroll issue. A mini edit called 5 Micro Wellness Tweaks, which a lot of people really responded to. I think they liked the micro in those approaches I shared. And then Making Time for What Matters with Laura Vanderkam. It's a wonderful episode. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, so the thing I saw on Instagram, it was a feed post from AARP, and it basically had the most effective kind of title for someone like me. The title was "The Number One Exercise to Do as You Get Older." And the subtitle was, "If you have time for only one exercise, fitness experts say try this." Of course, I'm going to click over. Anyway, the article is fantastic. It points out how squats are inherent in so many basic daily activities. For example, going to the bathroom, getting into a car, sitting in a chair. And squats work all the leg muscles as well as the lower back and core. They recommend starting with two sets of 15, and they also include some recommended variations given that muscles learn quickly and then exercises become less effective. So I will link that article up in the notes, and I definitely recommend you check it out. My second favorite while you wait exercise is arm circles slash chest openers. That's what I'll just call it. I'm not a physical trainer. I'm just a person. So I have a lot of gratitude for this particular one because I had major shoulder impingement issues for several years that made this kind of exercise very difficult on one side. You can hear more about that journey actually in an episode called Self-Care for Stubborn People. And if you have a long-standing nagging injury, I definitely recommend you listen to that episode. Physical therapy basically changed my life. Anyway, this one's really simple. Your feet are both on the ground, and I basically make big arm circles slowly starting from the midline, radiating out, bringing those shoulder blades together and back. I often hear a crack in my chest at first when I do this one, and it just feels so good in the chest, back, and shoulders. My last exercise involves the hips. I started thinking a lot about my hips after taking an incredible sacral hip opening class a couple of months ago. At that time, I was also turned on to a group called the Foot Collective and looked them up on YouTube immediately. And they have a nice video that I will link up in the notes called Three Exercises to Warm Up Your Hips. The three exercises in this video are all fantastic, but the one I like to do in my kitchen is hip circles because both feet are firmly planted on the ground. And I've always known about hip circles as being a good thing, but in the video, they do them a lot wider than I used to. So this was a really nice adjustment to try to expand my range of motion. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.